But what struck me about South Africa was, I wrote when I came home, I called it the two worlds of South Africa, the world of the white man in South Africa, the world of the black. Because we left the suburbs of Johannesburg, and you go along the main highway, and then about 20 kilometres out, you leave the main highway, you go up a dirt track. I couldn't believe Alexander. Yeah. We went to Alexander by mistake. Well, not by mistake.
Yeah.
We had a meeting with Bishop Tutu. And when we were leaving, we were going to see Winnie Mandela in Soweto. And Tutu said to us, where are you going now? We said, we're going to see Winnie Mandela. He said, you must go to Alexandra, the town that I was born in.
Yeah.
So we changed our program and went to Alexandra. I couldn't believe what I saw in Alexandra. I just couldn't believe it. I wrote about it when I came up. And the little thing struck me, Norman Willis and I went into a little hovel. It was no bigger than this corner.
Mm.
There was a man and his wife and four children. And the youngest one was just not learning to walk, but going along on its bottom.
Yeah.
And when we walked in, the other three dived through the window.
Yeah.
Dived through the window, like we're going into a swimming
pool.
And the father was shouting to him, these white men won't hurt you. And I thought, I said to Norman, I don't believe this. And that was when the hippos arrived and when we were arrested. I wasn't bothered about the arrest because we were with Lane Kirkland of America, the Admiral CIO, Ernst Bright of Germany, Corrie Sandvigan of the Netherlands, so it was quite a, John van der Beeken, quite a high-powered delegation. But the problem was that while they were holding us, the soldiers were in a ring round us, you know, with guns waiting for the police. And while they were holding us, I said to Norman, they can't hold us for long. We've got every right to visit Alexandria if we want to.
Yeah.
But the townspeople were gathering, and I thought, I want one of them to throw a stone, and we're in the middle of it. So it was quiet.